Do you want to experience college in a small campus atmosphere? SAU Tech can provide you with exactly that. Campus housing, student life, and numerous transfers and career degree options await you. Basketball, choir, cheer, band, and the Tech Scholars Program are all new options waiting for you. Call us today and schedule a tour to find out how you can get the affordable college experience. Call us today, 870-574-4558, or go to www.sautech.edu.
Well, minutes on the clock, we move to the second quarter. 7-7. Bombers with the football. Second and one coming up here for Mountain Home. Bombers will now move left to right here in the second quarter. Williams will split out wide to the left side. Handoff is straight ahead. This is Junior Williams. He's got the first down. Across the 44 to the 45-yard line. He picks up about three on the play and moves the chains.
Well, that's a good offensive. Good job by the offensive line that time. Just getting a little movement up front right there. And Searcy was, you know, they're pinching the tackles and trying to take the fullback out of the equation.
So a fresh set of downs for Mountain Home. That's their fourth first down. Shucker, 10, Sonny said, 10 of 18, 101 yards in that first half. That first quarter, I should say. Here's McKay keeping the ball in that option, and he's going to take it to the 49 and pick up a four on first play. First down.
Right in, he's out to the 49-yard line. Second and six, Jackson was there for the Lions.
11:13 left in the first half. We're knotted up at seven.
It's good positive play is what we need right here.
Well, these teams had a battle last year down in Searcy, didn't they, Bob? Bombers hung on to win it by a score of 42-41 when Searcy's two-point try late in the game failed. Second down, the ball given to Junior Williams, and he is hit immediately. McKay still had his hand in there, and, boy, that was just a mess right there at the mesh point.
They got penetration right there and, you know, hit Junior right about the time that he got there at the mesh point, and, well, he did a good job just hanging on the football. That's where most of your fumbles happen, is at the mesh point when you get penetration right there on the option. Wasn't a big negative play, but it wasn't a good positive play like we needed.
Third and six here for Mountain Home. McKay has it, keeps it, tucks it. And he has a first down to the 45 of Searcy. The Bombers will get a fresh set of downs.
Well, Isaac made a good play himself that time. He outran the, had the ball back in the backfield a little bit, but got by number 48 out there. And once he got out there to the open inside, the corner wasn't there. He was engaged with the receiver. And even if he wasn't on the ground, if you get a hold of him, it gives Isaac a little room to run.
So first down for Mountain Home at the 45 of Searcy. 9:56 left in this first half. We're knotted up at seven. Okay, letting that play clock run down. Snaps it with two. Keeps it on the option play. Dives to the 40, and he's going to pick up about five on first down.
Ball down to the 40-yard line.
Well, Searcy, Bob, obviously they've seen lots of tape on Junior Williams. They're doing a good job of taking him away, and credit to McKay. He's doing a good job of reading that and knowing when to keep it.
You know, he's doing a good job like he's done nearly all year long of riding Junior up in the line of scrimmage and making those linebackers stay put. And then if he can just step around the corner, we're getting 4 or 5 yards. It seems like Junior don't ever play when he does that. So, you know, I know Junior gets frustrated not getting the ball and getting hit every time, but it's working real well right now.
Second and five here for Mountain Home. Again, McKay keeps it. Turns it upfield. He's going to be very near a first down. He gets a good spot on the near side of the 29. Yeah. That's a fresh set of downs.
Yeah. Takes the ball,
don't push, fellas. Don't push.
Takes the ball down to the 34-yard
That's a good
line.
Positive play. Don't run up there and push the guys in white.
34-yard line is where he's down. It's a pickup of six and a first down.
Young was there for Searcy.
8:57 left in this first half, and the Bombers putting together another nice drive ball. This is what we talked about. This is what we got to see tonight.
It is. And, you know, just Junior's going to pop a big one before the night's over with, maybe before the half's over with. They're going to get tired Isaac stepping around the corner on them.
And the ball is given to Junior this time, and there he is. He's into the secondary. Junior at the 15 and pulled down from behind. At the, well, they're going to say his knees down at about the 18. He almost broke that one.
Well, he did. That was, that. You know, that was that, to that open inside again, unbalanced side that we had success with the first time. Searcy didn't adjust. And they did a good job of hitting that bubble right there, and Junior broke it.
First down, Mountain Home at the 18-yard line with 8:20 left in this opening half. McKay lets the play clock run down. He keeps it this time on that option. Gets to the outside and knocked out of bounds at about the 13-yard line. He's going to pick up four. They'll mark him at the 12, a pickup of five officially.
Now, that's something we haven't seen yet. You know, just fake it to Junior and take off around the end, which, you know, we had the running backs going the other way, which gives you a false read if you're on the defensive side. And Isaac's got enough quickness to get around.
It's a six-yard gain to the 12, so it's second and four coming up here for Mountain Home. .805 left in this opening half. The Bombers in the red zone here. McKay is going to keep it running to the short side of the field, and, boy, he's going nowhere. Nothing on this one. It's going to be third down coming up.
Short side right there, and that corner was in tight. We had the split receiver back on the other side.
So it's third and four coming up here for Mountain Home with 7:42 left in this first half. Got two chances to get this one.
No negative plays right here. Got to be positive. Knock them off the line of scrimmage and get something good out of it. Two tight end set.
And the ball is given to Junior. Junior's inside the 10, inside the 5, down near the 4. So it's going to be first and goal coming up for the Bombers.
And it's another.
We're going to mark him down at the 5, a 7-yard pickup. Eighth first down of the night for Mountain Home. The Bombers inside the 5-yard line.
Now look, Brad, there's going to be about 7 minutes left when we snap the ball right here, so we've taken a big chunk off the clock tonight by doing this.
Exactly what they wanted to do. We talked about that several times tonight. First and goal from the 5 now for the Bombers.
Everything positive right here, no negatives.
McKay gives it to Junior, and he's going to bowl his way into the end zone for the touchdown. And Mountain Home has taken the lead. Just under 7 minutes left in this first half.
Well, Junior just walked in the end zone that time. Nobody even took him to the ground. Somebody got him around the ankle but couldn't stop him. You know, once again, Isaac having a big night is going to lead to Junior having a big night also. You take an exceptional defensive football team to stop both of them. Very disciplined, and Searcy is very disciplined, but they're just having a tough time. They're trying to stop the
A high snap on the extra point. Boy, I tell you what, Brad Liddy did a great job to get that one down. McLean puts it through. 6:57 left in the first half. 14-7, Mountain Home leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Seniors and their families often struggle with confusion and memory problems. While these symptoms can be serious, many of these older adults often suffer from other symptoms such as agitation, paranoia, hallucinations, or dangerous behaviors. These can be even more problematic. Thankfully, help is available. I'm Dr. Tom Foster, a board-certified geriatric psychiatrist, and I run the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home. Call us today to see if we can help you or your loved one. 870-508-6400 or visit our website, hensleybehavioralhealth.com.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Plans are being made for a revitalized downtown and exciting events that will once again make the historic city the hub of South Arkansas. Pine Bluff Rising is working to empower citizens of the city and move concepts to action. When Pine Bluff again thrives, it will be good for all of Arkansas. Want to keep up with the progress of Pine Bluff Rising? Like us on Facebook and watch daily as a new Pine Bluff rises.
Kickoff taken by Tripp at the 11-yard line. The return up the middle. Gets it to the outside. A flag on the return. Tripp across the 50. Steps out of bounds, but two flags on the play back around the 25-yard line. So this one is going to be coming back.
I thought Mikey was going to get a chance to make his first tackle.
I did too.
I was anxious to see how he reacted to that.
Some kickers like to make those tackles. Some of them kind of get out of the way. Mikey, I think he'd like to try one.
I think Mikey, he was headed that way.
Yeah. So the penalty occurred at the 25. That's going to back it up to the 15. Cersei has been penalized three times for 35 yards tonight. And again, penalty on a kickoff return is going to pin them back deep at their own 15-yard line. Well, Bob, hey, the offense and defense both playing well right now, but after that great drive, you want to see how your defense responds
right
here.
You know, the quarterback been sitting over on the sideline a long time.
Shucker looking long, right side, into double coverage. Oh, it's incomplete. Oh, Brad Liddy almost had another pick.
He almost had that one. He had the best chance at it. Quarterback underthrew that one. You know, that's a tough throw to ask your quarterback to make after he's been on the bench sitting there for in this weather for,
yes,
for 10 or 15 minutes. That's a tough throw to load up and throw it down the field. But a good job defensively. We had that receiver bracketed, some of them in front of him and behind him.
Boy, Liddy, he'll be thinking about that one tonight. He wishes he had that one back. This one is going to be complete on the far sideline, inside the 20 to about the 22. Brad's picked off a couple this year, almost had his third. This gain is out to the 28.
That's a short number. Linebacker's 23. They got to recognize that pass and get out there.
8-yard pickup, so it's third and two here for Searcy. The handoff is to the running back, Chapman, this time. He's got a first down run across the 25 to the 26.
It's okay. You know, make them go a long way. Maybe they'll make a mistake. Almost made a mistake on the first play right there. Right?
Seventh first down of the night for the Lions. 6 minutes left in this first half. Bombers up 14-7. Handoff Chapman this time, and he is going to get to the second level across the 30 to the 34, a pickup of 8.
Chapman on the carry again, his second down and
second two. And two. The pass in the flat right
good
side.
Job.
Boy, good job. Liddy comes up and hits the receiver just as the ball gets there and knocks a loose incomplete. Intended that time for Alcorn.
It was a low throw, and he had to go down his knees to get it, but Liddy did a good job of coming up, knocking the ball loose about the same time it got there.
Third and two for the Lions.
Correct.
And the pass screen right side is complete.
Hang on.
Bombers. Oh, they can't quite get him down. They had him held for maybe a 1 yard gain, but the receiver slips free up the right sideline and gets the first down. That was Alcorn once again on the receiving end.
Oh, we had two of them out there, and I don't know how he managed to slip through.
Devils on the reception. It is a first down.
It's a first down out to the 43, a pickup of 9 on the play.
He kind of looked like you at Red Lobster going for the shrimp right there. He moved pretty quick.
That's a pretty good analogy. First down for the Lions. Shucker, right side again, is complete. And another first down inside the 45, 40, down to about the 38 of Mountain Home.
Oh, that was a terrible angle we took right there.
Pass is complete to Neville's. You know, midfield.
Neville's to the 41.
Let him complete those short passes, but get out there and make the tackle. Take good angles and
16-yard pickup.
Timeout right here.
We'll break with 5:19 left in this first half. Mountain Home up 14-7. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Five 19 left in this first half. 14-7, Mountain Home with the lead. The Bombers taking that timeout. Bob Searcy's done a good job making some adjustments, and they're using that sideline on most of their passes right now. They're having success with.
What they're doing is just the running receiver on the short side of the field, the narrow side of the field, just running him up the field about as far as he wants to go, driving the safety off or the corner and throwing the ball. Linebacker's got to get that underneath that throw.
Shucker back to pass, looking long, left side this time. Schwartz is right there, makes the catch, interception at the 10-yard line, and the Bombers get the football back.
Well, that was a poorly thrown ball for a highly rated quarterback right there.
It was.
I mean, he left it short by a long ways. But a great job of Schwartz going up and getting, they talk about high-pointing the ball. You know, that means that you get it at your highest point that you can jump, and he did. Got his feet under him, went up and caught the football and came down in bounds.
Bombers will take over at the 9-yard line after the second turnover by Searcy in this first half. Mountain Home with a 7-point lead, 14-7. They've got the ball back now with 5:12 left in the first half. From their own 9. The ball kept by McKay on that option play, and he's going to fight his way out to the 15-yard line. He picks up 6 on first down.
Well, he got a good spot that time. I actually thought his knee was down about 13 and a half,
something
like that. But
Miles was there from the line.
Second and 4 coming up here for the Bombers now with 4:48 left in the first half.
Hey, we won't run the clock out right here.
You betcha.
If we don't score, just don't give them any time left on the clock.
McKay will keep it again. McKay bounces off a tackler on his feet at the 20, the 25, knocked out of bounds around the 27.
First
it's
going to
be a first down.
Well, Isaac's just doing a good job. They're so determined to stop the fullback. You know, gave up, and you can see they're getting frustrated out there. The defensive linemen are.
And it's another Mountain Home Bomber.
A pickup of 10 for McKay, and another first down for Mountain Home here. From the 25-yard line, with 4:26 left in the first half. The ball is given to Junior this time. Junior into the secondary, across the 40, pulls a tackler with him out to the 43. It's a pickup of 18.
Well, Junior's had a full head of steam up that time, and you can tell the Searcy defenders are getting frustrated now. A lot of pushing and shoving going on out there. One of them, we did a good job. Two of the Bombers had one of the Searcy guys, and they put him on his back, and he didn't take kindly to it. He got up and kind of pushed and shoved. Surprised he didn't get a flag.
4:10 left in this first half. The Bombers with a fresh set of downs at their own 43. And it's Junior again, and he's going nowhere this time. They're going to spot him at the 45 with a 2-yard gain, but he wound up back at the 38.
Well, that just, you know, he burned them a while ago, and they weren't going to let that happen again. And give them credit, you know, when they step into the gaps like that and get up the field, they're playing pretty good defense.
3.5 minutes left in this first half. Bombers up by 7. Second and 8 here for Mountain Home from their own 45. And McKay gives it to Junior. Junior, first down run on his feet at the 40, down to the 37-yard line.
Well, when they run that wide, when they run that behind the tackles, and it's been a big play for them.
It's an 18-yard pickup for Junior. He had 18 two plays ago as well.
Well, sometimes you catch those tackles lined up on our tackles. If they step down inside or trying to take the fullback out of the A-gap right there, and you hit that bubble out there where they came from, that's a big play.
3:04 left in this first half. Bombers driving. Here's McKay going to keep it this time. Turns it upfield, hit from behind, down to the 31-yard line. He's going to pick up 6 on first down.
Donnell was there for the Lions. Be second down and about 4.
So second down and 4 coming up here for Mountain Home.
You talk about frustration sets in on the defense when you play the option and the offensive team is executing like they should. There's no amount of frustration that you can measure.
Second and 4. And it's Junior with the Junior to the second level again, pulled down from behind at about the 23-yard line. Another first down for Mountain Home.
We'll give that offensive line Strider and Anderson and Henderson and those boys up Foreman. We'll give him credit up front. They're coming off the football and picking up those stunts. And Isaac's doing a good job. It's just a total team effort right now offensively.
9-yard gain on that play, so it's first down for Mountain Home. McKay will give it to Junior this time inside the 20 to about the 18-yard line. A pickup of four that time.
The 20-yard line.
1:51 left in this first half.
Well, that didn't look like he made a yard at time. He's, you know, up about 4 yards or better right there. That's a pretty good play.
Hey, we'll give the chain gang credit because Matt Homo is only going to have to go 9 yards this drive.
I had a long talk with Bailey Boltenhammer today.
Well, that's good because they only have to go 9 this time. It's second and about 5 here. McKay is going to keep it this time. McKay runs over one of his blockers, takes it down to about the 11-yard line. First down, Mountain Home.
Get up, Isaac.
McKay is shaking up. He's still down right now. They stopped the clock, which means he has to come out.
Time out on the field for injury.
He got hit from behind that time. 1:20 left in this first half. This has been a great drive for Mountain Home. And they stopped the clock here. Yeah,
he's got to come out. Yep. He's got to come out. Look for Strider to come in. And look for Junior's. Junior reminds me of Earl Campbell so much. He's down there on one knee.
Bomber's going to take a timeout. Go ahead.
Between plays, you think he was out of breath. He wasn't going to be able to take another step. But stick that ball in his gut, and he's off the races.
1:20 left in this first half. We'll take a quick break. 14-7 Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
1:20 left in this first half. It's Mountain Home leading 14-7 in the red zone. Strider will be in the quarterback here for the Bombers on this play.
He has to come in for Isaac has to go out for at least one play.
Yes.
We found out at that time, Matt Martin. You know.
Jim Strider in a quarterback. You know, Junior is going to get this one, and he does. And the ball's fumbled.
Gosh, dang it.
And Searcy's recovered at the 13-yard line. Junior never got the ball. Oh, man, that was such a great drive by Mountain Home. Gets it down to the 12-yard line, and they fumble it away, and Searcy has it at the 13. Searcy, with all of their timeouts left, 1:18 on the clock. Now you got to be careful not to let something else bad happen before halftime. Well, that's a tough situation, Bob. The young man's not been in the game at all.
No,
has to come in. And
that's tough and a high-pressure situation out there. That's a tough thing to ask.
So now your defense has to step up here. Shucker looking. He's falling, tuck it and run, and he's going to slide down at about the 17-yard line and pick up a four.
If you're over there, why don't you just run out of bounds, stop the clock?
That wasn't a very smart play, was it?
18-yard line.
I'm glad he didn't, but that's okay. Don't give up a big play here.
Second and 5 here. Shucker looking to his right. Fires, and the ball is dropped. It hit the hands that time of Turner, the intended receiver.
Oh, just a deep end route right there, trying to find a hole in the secondary. We're playing a prevent coverage right now. We're about 20 yards off the ball. So we're trying to keep everything in front of us. Just not give up a big play with less than a minute to go.
Third and 5 for the Lions. And the pass complete on the far side.
Hang
on,
that boy.
Good job by Ben Henderson making the tackle at the 21-yard line.
Well, Ben did a good job of stalking him just like he should have right then. You know, kept his leverage, used the sidelines as a helper, and was able to bring the receiver down.
They'll put it at the 22-yard line to pick up a four, so it's fourth and one for the Lions. 23 seconds left. They've got all their timeouts. They're not going to use them, though.
I just back up. Don't give up anything deep.
There's only a second difference between the play clock and the game clock.
Well, they're going to take one final heave.
Yep, they'll take one more shot here and see if they can score. Bombers putting those defensive backs further and further away. They'll snap it here with 1 second left. It's fourth and two. Oh, they're going to punt the ball. Shucker will punt it. Huh?
Get away from him. Get away.
This is going to bounce, and this is going to bring an end to the half. Why don't you take a shot? You got a quarterback and receivers like this. Why don't you take a shot?
I don't know. I've never had a quarterback and receivers like that. I don't know how to do it in that situation.
What a half by the Bombers, Bob.
Well, that was totally miscrewed on what we thought would happen.
Yes.
It really was. You know, by all rights, it should be 21-7.
It really should.
You know, and that's taking an optimistic viewpoint right there, but I firmly believe we're on the verge of scoring right there.
So the Bombers will take a 7-point lead into the locker room at halftime. 14-7, the Bombers with the lead. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
May Family Motors in Mountain Home invites you to stop by and say hi and check out their late model pre-owned vehicle selection. Do you have a driver about to turn 16? Maybe a student who'll be graduating in the spring? May Family Motors is here to help you with your vehicle needs. Proud supporters of Bomber Football, May Family Motors, 1038 Highway 5 South, Mountain Home, 870-701-0988. And make sure to like May Family Motors on Facebook to get updates on all their great deals and specials.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
With RMS Bank, there is no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot. Stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with personal, caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community, RMS Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
When Sean was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a rare blood cancer, he didn't have to travel the globe to find world-class care. He found it at UAMS, the state's only comprehensive treatment and research center and the recognized leader in myeloma and cancer care. After a clinical trial, 2 stem cell transplants, and chemotherapy, Sean has been in remission for years.
I beat the odds with breakthroughs pioneered by UAMS.
UAMS, we are here for a better state of health.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large 3-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large 3-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday.
You feel bamboozled. But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.